Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Cam.
I'm Steve.
Warren.
I'm Carnell.
All right. I'm going to pass this up to Steve because Steve has brought a wide selection of beers that he wanted to try.
I literally just decided, you know what? Fuck it. I want to try this beer. That's Steve our theme.
Yes.
The theme is these are things that Steve saw and thought were good and should go in his mouth.
Yes. Yep,
exactly. Large and in my mouth. That's all.
This is quite the interesting selection.
Yeah, so why don't you run through the selection, Steve, and then we'll start into it.
Originally, this was going to be just, I want stouts and porters, and then Moody Ales kind of seduced me away from that idea with their Moody Ales Lavender Sour, says literally nothing on the can, but Lavender Sour, 4.9%, beer, 473 mil, and gruit style ale with lavender. That's it.
So probably no hops to very little hops.
If it's gruit style. Well, if it's a gruit, that'd be no hops.
Yep. The problem is I've seen some gruits with hops, so little to know.
I'm guessing in this case it was lavender used instead of hops.
Probably.
So we'll start there. Then there's Bridge Brewing's Atomic Joker Cherry Porter.
Ooh. Cherry Porter?
I've never had that one.
I'm super curious about that. Lighthouse Brewing Seaport Vanilla Stout, which I've never had.
Vanilla is always an interesting one because it can either be too sweet or it can be really nice.
It could go either way. Yeah. Black House Modern Times Coffee Roasty Stout.
Oh. And Modern Times is an amazing brewery. It's actually, if I remember right, in listening to the Indie Beer Show, I think it's the fastest growing brewery in California, if not the United States.
Wow.
It's like the only regional sized brewery that's got a chance of not being bought up or just biting the dust.
They're very,
they're very
independent. I think if I remember right, they're vegan too, which doesn't mean anything to me, but I think they're vegan too. And they're all over California, it seems now. There's quite a few locations. Portland. And they have a Portland location, which was...
are correct.
What was the brewery that failed that was amazing? And Commons. I think they took over the Commons space.
Yeah. And it's an incredible space. Check out my Instagram.
It's a cool little place,
You are correct, Mike. It says this beer is vegan.
Yeah, and I think... I think if I remember right, all of their food they offer on site is also vegan.
So if it's vegan, then there's going to be no gelatin used for
finings. No gelatin, no milk stout, no lactose, no
gelatin
nothing.
Gelatin for finings anymore.
Some people do.
Okay. It's a pretty standard practice, I think.
But no, you're right. These days, in a commercial brewery, not so much. In a commercial brewery, you're going to be using Irish moss in the boil, which is vegan. And then you're going to be using probably something different as findings in your tank. Yeah.
And then if you use filters, like some vegans don't give a shit. Some do with diatomaceous earth, which it's fossils. Like, fuck, the animals have been dead for millions of years.
Yeah.
So
it's little shells.
Some vegans actually worry about that, and I don't think many do, because at that point, it's a friggin' rock. But
you're pulling calcium out, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last beer, Steve.
Small tangent, just a little tangent there. Yes. Twin Sales Con Leche Horchata style milk stout.
Not vegan. Vegan.
This is the only one I've had before, and I fucking love it.
Yeah, I like this beer a lot.
And this year's batch was real good.
Have you had the pudding at... Taps and Tacos?
I haven't.
Oh my god!
So
I
want that good. Now.
It's like a caramel kind of pudding, almost like
it's a flan, isn't it?
I don't know. I guess.
Creme caramel flan.
Yeah, creme caramel kind of thing. Or like that. What do you call
it?
Is there
beets
stuff
in it?
With the sugar on melted on top?
I would know.
Creme brulee. Yeah, it's like a creme brulee.
Yeah.
Without the hard shell on top.
Yeah.
And, so it's like a custard, it's used with basically. And it's made with the con leche from Twin Sales. And oh my god, it's really nice. It's quite rich. It's got that caramel toffee thing going on. It's really good.
I haven't tried that, but I've had the Dat Juice Cheesecake. Mm. That was delicious. Yes. And I know they did a version of the Wood Crush Cheesecake as well.
Yeah, and they just did with Taps and Tacos, which is a play on Dat Juice, which is like they're putting way more lemon zest, or not lemon zest.
Grapefruit.
With grapefruit zest, and something else I saw on their Instagram. So
really?
It's not going to be packaged, except in kegs. So Taps and Tacos, and I think probably, they got a bit of an empire. I wouldn't be surprised to see it to go out to the Whip and places like that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really interesting. So I'm down with that.
So let's see it started. It's a fairly
clear yellow color with a white head.
Yeah, moody lavender sour, very, very clear, kind of pale straw yellow Very white head.
Definitely fruity.
Oh, got some legs.
Interesting aroma.
It's kind of a weird lemony, not tart lemony, but lemony, like a lemon meringue pie lemon, like sweet lemon.
Right. Like really interesting. Yeah, like a lemon curd. There's a, not quite biscuity, but there's a malty backbone into that.
Yeah, it's definitely a sweet malty backbone on it.
Almost a cinnamon note in there too.
Yeah,
it's.
I was going to say spicy.
Yeah. It smells weirdly like cinnamon. It's got a weird toast crunch actually.
To it, yeah. Oh, wow. That's
Like
it. After I taste it, it's almost as like cinnamon-ish that it is as it is lemony. Like
It's got a really nice lemony zesty.
Yeah.
Kind of bite.
But
on
there's
it.
Definitely a super cinnamon citrusy. Bite. Though. That's interesting.
And there's a hint of that. Spice in the background, yeah.
That lavender just comes right up the nose from the sip, too.
The lavender creeps in, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what lavender tastes like, truthfully. Flowery. It's probably the lavender that maybe is giving that spice.
Soap. If you smell lavender soap,
remember Thrills Gum? Remember Thrills Gum?
Yeah,
Thrills
Gum,
there you go. You didn't get Thrills Gum, those little purple chiclets when you were a kid?
No. Oh,
give them to your friends. You tastes like soap.
This doesn't taste like soap. Let's just say that.
No, it does not.
Well, and lavender reminds you of soap because lavender is used quite often in soap.
Yeah,
it is. But
I haven't had this in a long time. Lovely. Actually, this is really nice.
It's got a really nice floral note from the lavender. It's got that nice, citrusy, zingy sourness in there. That tanginess.
I guess we're cleaning out our insides.
It's really good.
We can like call this a healthy beer, right?
Yeah, definitely.
There's not much sugar in this.
Like, no.
It doesn't taste too sweet.
Pretty dry, yeah. Tart, but not sweet.
That's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
That is so really good. I'm guessing this is more of a kettle sour. It's pretty one-dimensional in the sourness. But that lavender gives it something a little more interesting.
It's a really nice addition. It gives it the much-needed depth. This would be boring without it.
For sure. I like it. The lavender is quite balanced. It's there and it's apparent, but it's not overpowering or taking over in any way.
Mm-hmm. Right. It didn't get that perfumey excess of lavender that is really easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really well done.
Oh.
Sweet.
All right. You want to jump into the next one then?
Yeah. I figured we'd jump from floral to fruity.
Back to that Lionsgate Bridge with Bridge Brewing Company.
Yeah. I do love their logo. It's simple. It's clean. It's just the bridge.
I think my favorite part about their bottles is actually the barcode that looks like the Lionsgate Bridge, which is weirdly satisfying.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, they also have the their scales of hops, color, and malts, like the bridge towers.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be the Bridge Brewing Atomic Joker Cherry Porter. Comes at 6% alcohol, 30 IBUs.
Joker.
Yeah. Says limited release. This American-style porter is dark brown in color with notes of caramel, coffee, and is slightly nutty. The Atomic Joker finishes with a fruity tone with the addition of cherries, dark, highly energetic, and nuts. Just like any good Joker should be, unlike Jared Leto.
Shots fired. Shots fired and absolutely friggin' true.
Wow. Damn.
He was an awful fucking Joker.
I agree, but holy shit.
I think we can all agree that Joaquin Phoenix friggin' killed it.
I have not seen it.
Yes, but Heath Ledger for me is still the Joker.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, not for me.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, I think Joaquin Phoenix did a great job, but...
The quality of the acting, it was great. Joker, phenomenal.
It was great, but
surprise
I still...
Surprise of the century, the two parents haven't seen the movie.
Yep. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'll get to it eventually when it hits Netflix.
I'll put it this way, though. For DC, the way they've been going these days... It's amazing that they actually made a good fucking movie again.
Yeah. Joker was so good.
Like they got Wonder Woman and now Joker.
Yeah.
Like that's
Joker was really good.
Not a good hit.
Okay, I like the acting on Joker. I thought the movie was stupid.
I was
really drawn into the colors and the lighting.
The lighting was cinematic, absolutely.
And the way it was shot.
That part was great.
Pacific Movie Channel.
The problem with it is the message is muddled. Like there's no and I understand.
That's intentional.
You were supposed to side with the Joker.
It's the mental health issues. You're supposed to feel for the Joker.
Yes,
I get that, but I also think that it's muddled, and a good film will leave you with something. And that film, I think if you just come away rooting for the Joker.
No, that movie did leave you with something. It was depression.
Yeah. It's bad.
It lets you know that you're living in a world of shit.
Yeah. My big problem with that movie is that it was really well acted. It was really well done. But because it's dark without having...
A point?
No, no, it had a point.
Wow.
But oh, over here.
Definitely had a point.
It, I don't think it has a rewatchability that a lot of movies have.
I could watch it.
Whereas, like, that's why I like Heath Ledger's Joker in The Dark Knight, because that movie, he was great in, but that movie is so friggin' rewatchable. It is just such a friggin' great movie, so cinematic.
Though, to be fair, that is a terrible movie without Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
He's the thing that saved that movie.
Agreed.
Okay, speaking
now, on that note, we all agree Jared Leto sucks as the Joker. Let's drink some beer.
I hear he's a decent musician, but I have no idea.
He runs a cult.
Does he really?
Have you seen the photos of him with the retreat? He did a retreat with the band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Is that his band? Oh, yeah. Geez, I didn't even know that.
So they did a retreat where the elite fans can visit, and I don't know what they paid, something stupid like $1,000 or $6,000 or something stupid to hang out with him for a week. And they have a retreat.
Yeah.
And there's photos on the internet. Google it. Jared Leto wearing white robes with his long brown hair flowing in the wind with his followers following behind him, all dressed in white.
Oh,
it looks like a fucking cult.
It's straight up Jonestown.
It's creepy. It is. It is.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
It's fucking
or Flavor-Aid. I know, but all the jokes are Kool-Aid. Come on now. I run a true crime podcast, man. I know.
That's why I called you on it.
Brew crime.
Okay.
So what do we got here? This is the cherry porter?
Yeah,
the cherry
Atomic porter. Cherry porter.
Nice and dark.
I'm picking up a lot of roast in the aroma, a lot of coffee kind of notes and stuff. Not a lot of cherry.
No, there's almost like a dried cherry note.
I get a licorice.
Yeah.
There's a hint.
There's a little bit of high note in there.
A little bit of that, dried cherry kind of raisin.
There's a little high note.
Get there. Nibs.
Getting
nibs.
Nibs, yeah.
I'm getting a lot more atomic than I am cherry. No.
Okay, can I think, for the most part, Bridge does a pretty good job with the branding. This is stupid as hell. This is a really dumb-looking label.
It's...
Well, but I mean, if you're going to make fun of Jared Leto, you have to kind of do the Joker, so...
It's a bunch of clip art. And why Atomic Cherry?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
The whole thing is lost on me.
Atomic Joker.
Must be an Atomic Joker. See, it doesn't...
Yeah. Must be an in-joke that we're not in on.
It very well could be, and also...
Well, I'm not in on a joke. It's not worth telling.
You know, and also, our last episode, we talked a lot about the B Corporation status of Persephone.
Yeah.
And it'd be lost on, I think I've already kind of harped on it a couple times, but Bridge Brewing Company is a 99% recycled company. So 99% of everything that goes into that brewery is recycled, really? Be it grains, be it paper towel, whatever. Good they can. Them. Everything is recycled.
Excellent.
So,
love it.
You know, again, it's one of those things where it's a company that's trying to be really environmentally conscious, right, which is really important, because
if that's a concern to you as a consumer, then this is the company that you should be supporting.
And one of the things that I harp on is that I don't think it should be us as consumers or people shouldn't be our problem to save the environment, because we're such a small percentage of it.
Right.
It should be corporations. Now, they're a very small one, but it should be these corporations that make the change.
The big corporations who are polluting.
Now, they're
polluting a lot more than any individual.
They're a very small corporation, but it's the corporations that need to do their part more than I think the single people do.
Yes.
And I know they're small, but at least they're getting in on that. And that's where it really needs to change, because the consumer will change if the corporations change. But why the shit should we change if you've got these assholes polluting like crazy, right?
Well, and that's all going to come in time. If you choose not to support those corporations, then they're going to feel it in their wallets, and they're going to make the changes to stay in business.
Vote with your dollar.
Problem is they're so friggin' big, it's hard to vote with your dollar.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is
to go back to Carnell's point, though, they should have recycled all of these labels.
Yeah, the label.
I think they recycled the images from Clipart.
the label's nothing fancy. Let's be honest.
All right, but neither is Jared Leto, so.
Got that right.
All right. It's definitely got some roast in there, a little bit of coffee. There's definitely a hint of cherry in there. I'm not going to say there isn't.
It's a hint.
It's there. It's.
But I think everything else is more prominent than the cherry is.
What I'm liking the most about this is it's not too heavy. It's not too roasted. It's not like big, huge flavor.
Yeah. It's a good middle of the run. It's a little
late. Did you say it was 6% 6% ABV and 30 IBU?
Yep.
I don't remember if you said that. Sorry.
Yes. I'm going to say I actually appreciate the cherry, you know, more than anything. It's not just a whack, here's a bunch of fruit. It's it balances in with all the other stuff. Yeah,
it's like the cherry is working towards the whole instead of being its own entity or
right.
Being
the focus. It's not demanding just like this is cherry, yeah. Which is something that a lot of things
what,
do.
What is it? Is it the hero we need, but how does that saying go again?
Not the hero we want, but the hero we need or yeah. Something like that? I don't remember for sure.
It's been a while. Dark Knight.
So, like, honestly, if they didn't put cherry on the label, I'm not sure you'd pick it out.
I was just going to say, if they hadn't put cherry on the label, I don't know.
I would definitely pick out that there was fruit in it. But
yeah, I get a sweetness off it. I don't know. That, to me, is the most prominent. What I'm not getting is any of the nut.
I think that was a shot at Jared
Leto. Yeah, no, definitely there's some nut in Jared Leto there. White robes.
Yeah, I don't think there's nuts in there. Because they've got the ingredients bill. It's not there's no nuts. I think they were just taking a shot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, deal.
Excuse me. I like how I hadn't read the description prior, so all of a sudden we're like, holy shit!
Makes for a much better reaction. Yeah.
All right.
It's not bad beer, though.
What's the next movie beer?
I'd drink that.
I don't know. Let's move on to Lighthouse Brewing, Seaport Vanilla Stout.
Lighthouse.
Shout out to Darren.
5.5% alcohol, so this is pretty light. Ooh, careful.
Yeah, Lighthouse Brewing, well, they went through some changes in the last year or two, eh? The old owner passed the
torch
on.
Along, and they've got a like tasting room and outdoor patio area now.
Is that right?
So you can get beer in the tasting room, or you can get packaged product and go out to the patio.
I don't think
patio
I've been to their tasting room.
836.
It wasn't a thing last time I was there, unfortunately.
So that's a fairly new occurrence. Okay.
And if you're ever in there, say hi to Darren Gano.
Yeah.
The brewer?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Head Darren, brewer. Fantastic guy.
Cool.
We're Facebook friends. I've never met him. We keep trying to meet up, and it just never happens. It's horrible.
Every time I'm, I do a trip to the island every summer that's not work-related. And every time I do, we always trade beers because he can get stuff out there that I can't get. And I bring him stuff from like Fieldhouse and Ravens and other stuff in the valley that he can't get. And we just do a big swap, sometimes a cellar swap too. Depending.
Nice.
And,
you still have a cellar? I've drank most of mine.
Barely.
Damn it.
I'm down to one 12 case box.
Oh, nice. I'm down to, I think, 8 bombers of Strange Fellows, the second and third year of the Fellowship Club.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that's it.
I'm down smelling to up coming up about 120 bottles.
120 beers for Pacific Beer Chad.
Bucking the trend.
All right.
Carnell over there.
We better work through some of those before they go past their best before date.
Some of them, yeah. Lost a few.
So, on the bottle, set sail for Madagascar. Or this easy-drinking stout harbors real Madagascar vanilla beans to complement the rich roasted malt notes of chocolate and coffee, well-balanced with a rich mouthfeel and hint of sweetness, all anchored by that aromatic African vanilla. 7 IBU, so we're not talking bitter.
No.
And 36 SRM, which someone's going to have to tell me what that means.
That SRM is the color. Is
color, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the sails are up. Whoosh! Let's go.
Mike is sailing off in his imagination.
Come sail away.
The pirates are here. Shit.
Ooh, that's pretty dark. You get a little bit of light through. Very dark ruby. Yeah.
It's got some deep color.
Yeah, surprisingly light head. Kind of light tan.
Let's start.
Yeah, this is one of the few beers that I can tolerate vanilla in.
It does not have a sweet
I love
nose.
Vanilla.
It's vanilla, it's very easy to overdo it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I've had this beer, and they've done a very good job of balancing the amount of vanilla they're putting in, so it doesn't override everything else.
Most breweries overdo it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
Yeah, like that Granville Island winter.
I mean, the vanilla ice cream.
You mean the Georgia Strait best beer in BC, 28 years running?
What? Gross. Everybody's got something.
Okay. Yeah. Just like Cactus Club is not the best restaurant.
We're not calling you out, Kevin, at all. You're an amazing brewer. We love you.
Someone wins best brewery all the time. They're like a restaurant that just serves beer.
This one's got a really interesting aroma.
I can't peg anything down.
I'm getting like a bit of a spiciness.
Spiciness. It's got definitely got some roast in it. A little bit of sweetness.
Oh, wow.
Like, I get, like, the vanilla's there, but it's actually not overpowering. No. There's other things that come out more.
The vanilla's not coming through in the forefront.
It does in the flavor, but not in the nose.
Right, the nose is really, there's a lot there.
I'm getting fig, I'm getting cinnamon, I'm getting all kinds of weird shit.
I got none of that. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's like, you know when you open, like, a new toy as a kid, and you get that, like, that clean plastic smell?
Oh.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, Warren's not a fan, apparently.
Yeah, there's a... That's an odd flavor.
A lot more vanilla than I remember from last time I tasted this.
I do not get anything Carnella's getting.
I can taste the vanilla, but there's something else going off in there. It tastes like I've bitten into a vitamin E capsule.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. I'm not getting that.
Because I'm definitely getting lots of vanilla. Lots and lots of vanilla.
Right, I'm definitely getting the vanilla. I am getting the chocolate.
A little bit of chocolate and roast and coffee.
I don't get that earthiness and stuff. But
there's also a calcium note or like a
minerally
that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah,
I'm not finding it quite as off-putting as you are, clearly. But
do they use well water?
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just
looking for a date on here. But
I think part of it's the vanilla. Yeah, I think it's the vanilla is not sitting properly with something else in there.
Interesting.
Very strange. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Fair enough.
The last time I tried this beer, it was under the old label, so
I gotta say, it's not really catching me. Like, I'm not disliking it, but I'm not finding a lot to hang my hat on.
I'm just not a big vanilla beer fan, unless there's a lot, like a huge chocolate note or something that backs it up.
There's a little chocolate here.
But not a big. I would almost like an imperial chocolate stout with a bit of vanilla over something like this, which is really vanilla forward, but it's just because I'm not a big vanilla fan.
Yeah. Fair enough, but I'm not finding it particularly offensive. I'm just not super interested here.
It's just nothing exciting about
it.
It's a stout. Yeah. It's its thing, but that's all I got for it.
It is what it says it is.
Yeah, no, there's no lie.
I find that like vanilla flavor though, and I like vanilla, is overpowering like the other flavors I like about stout, like those rich, roasty. Like I'm not getting the rich and roasty because sitting over top of it is
fairly subdued in that category.
Yeah. Right. It's more canceling each other out than it is complimenting.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a problem
some weird
in general.
Combinations here for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you love vanilla, like, grab a bottle, because you're going to love this beer. Like, if you're a big vanilla fan.
I love vanilla.
I've had beers with stronger vanilla character. Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on then, because that's...
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a favorite, unfortunately.
All right, let's move on to Black House Modern Times Coffee Roasty Stout.
Coffee beer.
Modern Times also does their own cold brew coffee. I know that.
They don't even, you're absolutely correct, but I'm very excited. they actually roast their own beans.
Yes.
And then they do barrel aged.
What kind of a psycho place would do that?
Oh, it's the most beautiful place in the world, my friend.
The most awake I've seen Carnell all night.
I love going to Modern Times.
If that gets you excited, then I have good news for you, my friend.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Fraser Mills will also be roasting their own beans and making cold brew. Oh, hell yeah.
Love it.
Now,
you got to barrel age that cold brew.
You know what we call that?
Some of that cold brew just might wind up in casks and stuff.
Carnell, is there a Modern Times anywhere near Disneyland?
There is.
Yes.
Go to Disneyland. There's actually, they're supposed to be opening up a new Modern Times brewery because I really enjoy the Modern Times model. Yeah. They sort of basically like, hey, you know what works?
I'll just eat somewhere else.
is having like this, and if they want to expand, they open a similar size brewery, like a big craft brewery in a new place or a new locale, and that's how they expand. So they have beers that are made like this one that go out for distro, and then they have beers that are like individualized to that specific area. So there's the LA, I think they call it the Dankness Dojo or something. They've got great names. There's the downtown LA one. There's supposed to be one opening up in Anaheim, but it's been supposed to be open up for like 3 years now. I don't think it will be. I don't know when you're going, but I'd be shocked to find out it was opened yet. But it's worth going to the downtown LA one. Portland, San Diego. I wouldn't be surprised to see one open up in Seattle.
That Portland
pretty quick.
One is fantastic.
Never been,
They moved into a, like the building was gorgeous.
Oh, it's incredible.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah. They took over more space, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But like when they moved in, it was already like they didn't have to do any work. Took over. And
unfortunately,
all they did was put up a giant Macho Man Randy Savage float in the ceiling.
All the equipment and everything was still there.
As far as I know,
Unfortunately,
that's an easy takeover, and it's so sad to see too, because the guys that were in there before,
was it Commons?
Commons.
They were making great beer.
It sounds like they overexpanded, and there might have been some bad business decisions ruined that
they
brewery.
Tried to grow
There's
too
been
fast.
Some weird stuff going on in Portland lately too, with corrections and places closing and stuff. I don't know. You probably heard about Riot Cider.
They're coming back.
What?
I heard on Facebook they're coming back.
Shut up.
They must have restructured.
What?
There was a lot of aggressive expansion, and then
they were stretched a little too thin. Yeah.
And honestly, I could see the same thing happening up here in a short amount of
time. It has happened in the past. There's been brewers that have opened and closed and stuff. And I think over the next few years, you're going to see a few more places closing.
I think
there's
going to be
so many places opening that if you're not killing it. You're going to be left by the wayside, right?
Yeah, the competition is way too fierce.
I think we're going to see a few breweries closing over the next couple of years, but those are going to be breweries that people aren't supporting, right? Those are going to be breweries that aren't killing it.
Well, that's speaking quickly of Riot Cider before we move to the next get to this. Cider Riot on December 24th, 2019 on their Facebook page. Exciting news coming soon to a pint glass near you. And it's a video with We're Coming Back as one of the titles.
Really?
So it sounds like they're coming back, and they're going to continue to fight the Nazis out there, which is great.
I wonder if Abe will be involved. Maybe it sounds like maybe somebody else is going to be taking it over, but I'm hoping Abe's still involved.
I just want to get a picture quickly.
Yeah, but to come back to the idea of breweries, the correction, and breweries closing down, I think it's that idea like craft beer has no comparative advantage as a product versus macro beer beyond being independent. Yeah. And when these places expand too quickly, people can't tell they're independent anymore, and they lose interest real quick. Mm-hmm. That's why it's interesting that Modern Times has done so well, because they haven't opened up a big new production facility with a little tasting room in Washington State to supply the rest of the, they've just added little breweries.
Yeah.
Each one has
Canadian-wise, they're large.
I think that's sort of the new model now.
I think it has
small,
to be.
Small, local brewery.
Yeah, you have to. Your region has to remain quite small, and you have to be able to pivot and move.
I think trying to build a company like Phillips or Red Racer right now is going to be
or
really
P49.
Difficult.
There's too much P49. Fight for
well,
distribution.
Tree's
yeah.
dead, aren't they?
Well, no, they're brewed out of...
They closed Big Rock. One of their facilities.
Well, their main facility was closed, and they sold the rights to all of their beers to Big Rock. So Big Rock now brews their beer in Vancouver and Calgary or whatever it is. The Tree Beer Institute in Kelowna is still there.
It's still there, and it's still an entity, but
it's still independent too, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get back to this Modern Time. It is a beautiful dark black with a brown head.
So they have quite a bit to say on the can.
It's pretty OPEG.
It's 33 SRM black, 30 IBU, and 1.019 final gravity. The coffee is 75% Ethiopian, 25% Sumatran, Their malt bill is Turo, Kiln Coffee, Munich Flaked Barley, Pale Chocolate, Roasted Barley, Crystal 60, Midnight Wheat, and Oats.
That's a huge malt bill.
Mm. I'm smelling a lot of coffee in the aroma.
Yeah.
They also say, so it's great you like coffee. I just love that about you. Speaking of which, you're holding an oatmeal stout positively redolent with the coffee aroma and flavor. It kind of tastes like chocolate-covered espresso beans, only it's drier and more like beer.
So.
Nifty fact, we're one of the only breweries in the world to roast our own coffee, which allows us to be extremely persnickety about which beans we buy and how we roast them. Taste the persnickety-ness.
I forget what the name is now. When I was in Phoenix the first time, there is a... Then it was a little brew pub and coffee chain that did their own brewing. Now they've spun off the brewery, but they also roast their own beans. So there was one in Phoenix and the surrounding area, Metro Phoenix area. But it's definitely one of the only.
That is pretty nice. It's a really smooth, velvety coffee. Yeah. It doesn't have a lot of bitter tannin.
Quite earthy.
Yeah.
I
not a lot of sharpness, not a lot of bitterness.
No, very smooth drinking.
Yeah. It's a little thinner than I expected, actually.
Yeah, not as much body as subdued. I was expecting.
It's a little bit stale tasting compared to when I've had it in the past.
Mm. Could be.
Like, it's just, it seems to be... I remember being a little more vibrant, but that might just be my memory playing tricks on me.
Still nice. Like, don't get me wrong. It just doesn't... It's thinner than I expected.
Give me this beer on nitro now.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Canned 0801 2019, so it has been...
So it is not super fresh. Okay.
That is not super fresh. I didn't catch that until just
that's,
now.
It's that's the only downside of bringing beers across the border is the customs sucks.
Yeah, and it's not unusual for beers to sit for 3 months while they're crossing the border.
And then who knows how well the
I've had lots of beers from Portland that are great when you have them at the brewery fresh, and they suck ass when you get them here 3 months later.
Yeah.
All right, like in the can, this is pleasant. I'm happy enough with it. I would love to try this fresh.
No, definitely, yeah.
I would love to see what this is really like.
I don't think it necessarily... I think you're getting most of what that beer is, and I don't think there's anything necessarily off or wrong about it.
No. I can tell that it's slightly stale.
I could tell that I could get a really fresh cup of coffee off of this.
Yeah. Trying to imagine what this like is fresh is going to be slightly nicer than it is right now, but it's still going to be... Pretty easy to drink.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I think sort of just those, like, I don't know, those beany flavors just sort of jump out a little bit more when it's fresh.
Yeah.
But, modern times.
Yeah. No, I think it would pop just a little bit more if it were fresh. It wouldn't be, like, bolder or anything. Just that little bit extra.
I can't think of a bad beer I've had from Modern Times.
No, me neither.
And, like, the Strange Fellows collab that they did.
Strange Times for Modern Fellows, was it?
Yeah. That
was delicious. And that turned into Strange Resemblance, which was one of my favorite beers last year.
Fantastic beer.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They are like a modern, like...
Modern Times.
Modern. They are super modern. Yes. No, they remind me, like, Russian River would have been, like, a good equivalent. Well, just in that, like... They got big, and they still kept it together. But like they're like the modern equivalent of a Russian River.
They got the hype, and they've got the beer to back it up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this last beer that Steve brought.
Sure. I absolutely adore this at the brewery. I've never actually had it in a can before. This is Twin Sails Brewing Con Leche Horchata Style Milk Stout. They don't say a hell of a lot on the can, honestly.
So it's a Mexican style, I forget what horchata is.
So horchata is crushed almonds in milk with cinnamon, usually some
spicy milk.
So that's what it is. There we go. Yeah. It's
and the con leche is a caramel sauce.
Oh, okay.
Con leche is milk.
Yeah, with milk.
With milk, yeah.
Con leche just literally means with milk.
With milk. Okay.
Tres leches.
So we're looking for caramel flavors. We're looking for nutty flavors. We're looking for milky flavors.
We're looking particularly
milky, spicy.
Yeah, milky, cinnamony, a little bit of milk sweetness, maybe a bit of caramel. 7.5% alcohol, 18 IBU.
Yeah, it's
one of my favorite all-time beers.
All-time. Really? One of my favorite breweries.
I mean, when I'm going all-time, I'm saying top 25. Wow. I don't think it's in my top five, but I love this beer.
Now this might be my top
after PBR.
This might be in my top five.
You mean Miller High Life.
That's right. I'm a High Life guy.
It's
the champagne of beer.
I don't drink that swill. I drink Pagnies.
I'm just going to make you
win. Lucky Lager.
Oh, lucky fuck.
That's a lively pour, honestly. Yeah. That's got quite a bit of head.
So all y'all listening to this, make sure you check out the photos that Mike has painstakingly
extra care
taken
for the first time.
Yeah. But the con leche, the rum barrel aged version they put out.
Rum
barrel. Oh my god, that was good.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah,
it was one of their anniversary beers.
Oh,
holy
shit! I cellared that for a year and then drank it. Oh crap!
Oh,
so you can smell like the cinnamon, the spice right off the nose. It's
some chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost getting sweet coffee off it too.
Yeah.
Well, there's coffee in it.
Yeah, there, no, there is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, is there coffee in it too?
Yeah. Is there?
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, because I'm getting that coffee aroma.
This beer isn't subtle by any means.
No.
Oh, here we go.
So you get the coffee up front, and then I'm getting the spices and the booze in behind.
Because you would say con leche or hachada style is a coffee. So it's a milky, it's a coffee with like milk, cream. And
spices.
And spices.
Yeah, so ingredients are water, barley, hops, coffee, cinnamon, vanilla, lactose, and yeast.
Oh, shit.
Did you mention what the alcohol content was by any chance?
7.5.
Okay.
So I think it's nice to start like a bit colder than we have it right now, and then sort of let it warm up. And you,
it's got lots.
It's big, right? So if you want to have a pint of this at the brewery, it's got to be colder.
And it changes,
and then
all
sort of get,
time.
Yeah,
but the nose has got so much coffee going on.
It's got a big body, creamy mouthfeel.
Just rolling.
I'm getting
back
a
to
lot
our,
of that bean flavor, that coffee bean flavor.
Definitely there. Just rolling back to that Seaport vanilla. This is vanilla in a stout done right. I get the vanilla note, but it's not fighting anything else.
Yeah, everything else is complementing the vanilla flavor. Yeah,
yeah. I think probably the lactose really sort of is the bridge that
rounds it out,
ties it in. Yeah,
yeah. But the coffee is. It's not huge, but it really, really is prominent regardless.
Yeah, it gives it that bitterness that you need to
tame that. It would otherwise be just so sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this is definitely in my top 5 beers.
No wonder that dessert at Taps and Tacos is so good. It's got this amazing, complex flavored beer in it.
Right, like I could sit there and sip this and just... I've spent an hour in the brewery with just this beer, and it's worth it.
As it warms up, some of those spices become more apparent. And
you get that nice cold start where you just get a few notes, and then you get a few more.
Yeah,
few
when it's colder, more. That coffee comes through.
I love
that.
As
it warms up,
and you just get that like that little taste on your tongue. You're like, oh yeah, and then you just slowly keep drinking.
Well, there you are.
Reveals more and more.
How you doing? Finger guns.
Which was also a Twin Sails beer.
That's right.
Yeah. Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Twin Sails beer.
Yeah, Top Light.
Wasn't Danger Zone?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did Danger Zone.
Yeah. Danger Zone.
When does Top Gun 2 come out again?
I know they canned another barrel-aged version of the con leche.
I have it.
It's
in the cellar.
Is it a rum barrel as well? Or?
You know what? It was the one I went. You could go the day of and do the thing. And I thought about it, but I was a little bit low on money. So if anybody wants to give me money who's listening, I will accept. So I decided not to.
Patreon.
I went the following day, and it was the only beer I missed out on, unfortunately. So I don't know. I bought some.
Yeah, it's like a 355-mil can with a black label with the same sugar skull.
Really nice. Well-branded. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I think
I bought one,
there.
Too, when I was on the row a month ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't even look at it. I was just like, oh, barrel age, Twin Sails, con leche? Yeah, I'll just grab one and throw it on the tab, you know?
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Because the rum barrel they did for their anniversary, I had two of those bottles, and I've gone through them already, but goddamn, were they good.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that run. Like, I got to try a bunch of stuff I hadn't been thinking about. Okay, but everything else is pretty good.
Well, Steve, since you brought these beers, what was your favorite beer of the bunch?
It's a little unfair to say the con leche because, like, I knew that going in.
No, it's not fucking unfair at all.
But Of the ones I hadn't tried, I think probably actually the Moody Lavender.
Lavender? Cam?
The Con Leche is always fantastic. If we're picking from other ones, then the Modern Times, even though it's a little
stale dated.
It's a little stale dated. It's still a
tasty beer, yeah.
It's coffee and stout. Like,
how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Warren? Do you have a favorite of these?
You know what? I'd have to go for the Sour Lavender.
Lavender, yeah, that was a nice one. I'm going to go for the Con Leche. If Carnell can come back to the microphone.
I was just going to say Carnell walked away and fuck him, but, you know.
He's prepping.
All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
You picked up two of my favorite beers. Anyways, so that Twin Sails, as I was saying, it's in my top 25 all time. I love the Modern Times. I think it's I'm glad you guys enjoyed it too, because I love their stuff. But I think it's one of those beers where you find fresh and it just pops that much more.
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely a beer that doesn't get better with aging.
Yeah, no, it's not big enough to get better with aging.
No, exactly. It doesn't have that for it.
It's a drink it now beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like we're talking the difference between like an 8 out of 10 and a
totally.
Oh, yeah.
9
yeah.
or 10 yeah. out of 10.
It's,
you know?
It's like, aged well, but it's aged.
Right. Yeah. Don't take any of our negative comments as it's bad. Just we wish it hadn't been sitting in customs for 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning into this episode. If you like our show and you want to help support the show and make it even better,
Patreon.
Go to patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat.
Hook us up.
You can support us at $1 or more. And if you support us at a higher level, you'll
Warren
get...
Warren comes to your house.
Warren will come, yeah.
Personal visit.
And if you pay us more,
he won't come to your house.
No. If you support us at $1, Warren comes. If you support us at higher, Warren doesn't come.
Yes. So we use the money to upgrade equipment, make the show better, and also, you know, especially if you're local, you know, if you support us, maybe give us a shout out and say who you want us to talk about on the episodes.
Yes. Please, any kind of feedback. Send us an email. Send us messages. If there's a specific brewery you want to hear about, if there's a kind of style you want to hear about, whatever. Give us ideas. We'll work with it.
You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com or find us on all the social medias. But shout out to our Patreon supporters, Steve sitting across the table, and Indie Beer Show out of San Diego, California. Yeah,
home of Modern Times.
So, cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.